This is the Watson Weekend. I'm Rick Watson.
Hi, I'm Jessica Liseski.
And I'm Nick Kaplan.
Hey, Nick is back.
What's your outfit?
Grumpy old man.
I like that.
But I'm smiling for you guys.
Yes, actually,
my real costume is I'm the happy old man.
I like it. I don't like Halloween. You guys know that. So I am wearing black and I have a Friday name tag. So that's what you get today.
I like it. So I have the Nutcracker. My daughter is obsessed with the Nutcracker Ballet. And so I'm dressed as one of the soldiers.
Yeah. Way to take one for the team, Rick.
Yeah.
But I think you like Halloween. You kind of get into it, don't you?
He's wearing his contest winning costume.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh, this is like medal
family
achievement.
Yeah. To be clear, it was a family award.
Okay. All right. Family unit. But look, you're winners. We are not, except in the headlines. So I can't wait to smoke you guys later today.
I can't even talk smack with you anymore, really. It's, but this week, as you can tell, we are celebrating Halloween and having some fun. We brought Nick back so we can look a little bit back in 2025 and say kind of to hell with it. We're already done with you, even though we have a couple of months left in the year.
We do, but the world has moved on. I mean, we are in holiday ad territory, from tariffs to layoffs to my draft pick. We're going to spill the beans on all the things that have been ghoulish and have gone wrong so far this year.
Well, today we're live with this full show coming to you in living color. Call me the cynic, but was there any silver lining, guys? Jess?
Oh, Nick, you're always the cynic, and that's why we love you. You bring like the balance here. But yeah, today's show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to bring you your normal, your extra dose of headline hangover. I feel like I'm getting ganged up on. I think they had to bring two people in because I've just been smoking, Rick. Oof. I'm going to quiz these two spooks on the stories of the year, but from a Halloween lens. So stay tuned because we've got some fun things in store. We're going to be looking at the stories that have sent chills up our spine in 2025 and unpack those headlines. I'm going to be your host on this version of the Gong Show Halloween edition. We got Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You can guess who is who to figure out these carefully crafted Halloween style picks. And they're going to tell us the horror of the themes this year. So here we go. So
today is I'm on my revenge tour. I'm avenging the year to date. I'm joining you, JL. And okay. I am looking to achieve headline hangover Hall of Fame status today and put Rick back in the toy box with which he came out of.
Yes. And I think at the same time, we're consigning 2025 to the dungeon where it belongs before we slip into the bloodbath that will be the holiday season and 2026. But we're optimists here. And as part of that, I think we are going to thank our sponsors, Miracle, without which we would not even be here. So just wanted to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Miracle. Growth isn't just about speed, it's about direction. Miracle gives you the infrastructure to scale smarter, not just faster, with marketplace, dropship, retail media, and a seller platform powered by AI and built for what's next.
Absolutely.
What's not powered by AI? Actually,
well, there is no horror in the Miracle
this
story.
This is AI. I'm not wearing a costume.
Exactly.
You're stealing my line there, Rick. Come on now. Amazing. Thank you, Miracle. Really appreciate all that you do to bring this fine program. Now let's hit the headline hangover. All right, guys. I'm up first. So let's reveal it. Pinterest rolls out AI-powered features. Oh.
Discovery.
Oh, so close. Yet so far away.
I didn't get... are we playing like Family Feud? I was going to get my... Or is it just... Or are we playing Family Feud and it just comes to me? I get the point.
No, I guess we'll... No, yeah. I get all the points.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. So, all right. Let me set the stage for you guys. You know that friend that rolls into brunch and she just got new bangs and she's like, I've got a whole new era. That's what we got happening with Pinterest this week. They they announced they're bringing these AI boards because, of course, you have to turn these saved pins into personal shopping assistants. And they're calling it revolutionary. We're calling it a rebrand of something they've been doing forever, which is personalization, but with a buzzword serum. So here's what's happening. They're saying your boards are going to get smarter. They get this new tab, make it yours, styled for you. It's AI suggested outfits, decor, gifts. It's your algorithmic agentic bestie who has suspiciously good taste. The promise is, here, we're going to help you stop pinning and start buying. You know that flywheel, engagement, revenue, it all like works together. But basically, they've just swapped personalization with AI because that's how you get a headline these days. So what do you guys think? Is this like the winner chicken dinner for Pinterest?
I feel like you're the Pinterest expert here.
I mean, the funny thing is you would think that, and I think that's kind of emblematic, is I'm not the Pinterest expert. And I've never really been an adopter. I've tried to advertise on it for business purposes, tried to encourage it, and tried to use it all unsuccessfully. So I think you nailed it, Jess. It's a rebrand. I mean, it's a retread, really. And it's like... Yeah. No different than some of the brands already on sale for Black Friday. It just shows you like we're not doing so great and we're just going to add AI into the mix. What do you think?
Yeah. And Pinterest, I mean, it kind of told the story in the last year when they partnered with Amazon for the ad network. Is like there are these platforms out there that they don't control the action. They're just following the money. And I think Pinterest is one of those things where it's like, well, we had our own ad platform, but we can't monetize it. Amazon could pay us more. In the past, it was Google. Now, Amazon's DSP network has been really making a lot of traction. And I think Pinterest kind of proves that. And now they're just testing new buzzwords to bump their valuation.
Totally. I mean, look, they do have, it's like 570 million monthly active users, but what they don't have is habit formation, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not a place you go every day. It's a place you go to pin your wedding board. It's a place you go when you're going to remodel that room and you're tired of your beige linens and your gray walls. But coming there every day is not necessarily their jam. And on average, people are spending about 14 minutes per session versus a social media network where it's like 58 minutes on Instagram. And, you know, certainly much higher with TikTok. So, yeah, I think that they're just trying to compete for those eyeballs and ultimately get more ad revenue and stay relevant. Because if if you throw AI in front of it, somebody's going to pick it up, right?
Exactly.
All right. So here we go. Let's roll into the next one. And oh, boy, do I have a spooky story for you guys. Yeah.
Nimble.
Yes, friend. Way to go, Rick. Has finally redeemed himself. Okay, so guys, I'm going to set this scene in a spooky Halloween way. It was a dark and stormy peaceful quarter, the kind where expense reports go missing, budgets vanish without a trace, and somewhere inside the Seattle skyline, the lights are flickering at the Amazon headquarters. Welcome to the haunted headquarters where the ghosts of middle management roam free, and every memo begins with "in the spirit of efficiency." So yes, this week, Amazon announced 14,000 job cuts, 4% of its corporate crew. To stay nimble, Rick, you got it, on the nose. So naturally, the media did what it does. You know, AI is to blame. It's the monster under every tech company's bed. But it's an easy assumption, right? Amazon's got 1,000 projects under this agentic generative AI bucket, whispering to Alexa, like rearranging your buy again list. And apparently also, I'm coming for your job. But here's the twist. Andy Jassy is saying this isn't about AI at all. It's about culture. Right. And the corporate version of like the calls coming from inside the house. That's where the scary things are. According to Jassy, we just got to flatten layers. We got to move faster. We built too many committees and now we're holding a seance to reconnect with our productivity.
Wow.
Remember? Yeah. So now they're trying an exorcism instead of that return to office because that didn't really work so hot in the favor of the pulling down. So here's the thing, guys. The message is clear. Amazon isn't haunted by AI. It's haunted by its own org chart. Call it culture. Mm. Sprinkle in a lot of startup energy. Suddenly layoffs are starting to sound like a trust fall. What do you guys think?
and I don't see it. I mean, I think people lose sight of the GE days of Jack Welch, where the bottom 10% just got cut all the time. If you couldn't hack it, you weren't in it. And Amazon, I think, maybe course corrected a bit in the pandemic, coming out with all that crazy growth layering in.
Yeah.
And I don't really think it's a challenge to cut layers and stay ahead. You can always bring them back. I always thought in cases that at the beginning, at least, that the return to office culture was definitely like a move for some level of attrition, and it just didn't work as well for them. So they're doing what they need to do, which is cutting out layers. I don't believe this is AI driven. No, I don't think it's being masked at all.
Yeah. Amazon, it seems like the media scooped them saying, hey, it's about AI. And then Jassy kind of corrected them, which is like a little bit hardcore. It's like, nope, it's not you, it's me.
Nah, son. No,
we're making this happen. And by the way, I just want to congratulate Jess on like what has to be like the best halftime speech since Hoosiers.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
We're here for you.
You know, look, we're just the Watson Weekend reminding you that in corporate America, the scariest thing isn't AI. It's a meeting invite called Company Culture Update.
Yeah. When is your last day, and when does my badge technically stop working?
Yeah.
At the end of that meeting.
Right. Yikes. Yeah.
It's all really bad if you notice it stops working before the meeting is called.
Right. That does happen sometimes. That they cut the access too early.
I know. Why are people so bad at it, though? It's like, terrible. I woke up and I didn't have access to my,
Exactly.
There's a better way, people.
Anyway, Amazon, it's not day two, it's day four.
Day four energy, people. We have moved beyond day zero to day four.
Exactly.
All right. What you guys got for me?
I am next on the roster here. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
AI agents are becoming a major e-commerce channel. Will retailers?
Will retailers?
Come on, guys.
I know. AI agents are becoming a major e-commerce channel. Will retailers pivot as quickly? I don't know. That's not it, but beat them or join them.
Beat them or join them.
Oh. Does Jess get negative points here?
No.
Possible.
If anyone's getting negative points on this show, Watson, that's you.
Hard no.
So I think that there's a lot of conversation about, GE, right? We were in a meeting
recently.
It's not AEO. It's the SEO. It's like, we are heavy.
Fully GEO optimized. Right?
So, and we were at a breakfast this morning talking about agentic. And look, I think they are certainly on their way. I think there's a huge adoption curve that we've just kind of begun, plus the technology evolution that happens concurrently. Mm-hmm. I think retailers join them. I don't really believe that there's a lot of opportunity cost with the technology kind of being super available and not really heavy. So I am 100% in the bot-driven optimization and efficiency world that this will offer, and I'm long on the join them. How about you guys?
I think my struggle is if you haven't, I still think people aren't tackling some of the basics well. If your site speed's not good, if you haven't optimized your marketing channels, are you this has a risk of becoming the shiny object thing that people feel like they have to chase to go do
what?
Well.
That's a risk, Jess?
A little bit. I'm not saying this is NFTs. I'm just saying this certainly has more longevity, has more real-time applicability. But I do think that there will be the pressure that retailers feel of what's our AI story? And we have to be relevant and could potentially chase and overinvest in this area without just cleaning their house and getting the house in order. You talk about this all the time, Nick, how's your inventory management looking? What's your merchandising strategy? If you go all in on this, do you have risk of leaving some of the table stakes behind because you just still haven't gotten that right.
I mean, I'll disagree with you, but I guess, and I turn this to you, right? I mean, how is this any different than enhanced search, which is just such a,
Rufus. Can we say Rufus?
Say Rufus because it's not Rufus and Alexa. You said Alexa before, but it's Gev's sister. So talk about both. But Rufus, seriously, I mean, how many meetings are you in? How top of mind is search? Right. And it's,
yeah, totally.
It's not enough. So I think it is on par with the things that you're talking about. What do you think?
I mean, look, from the headline, it's going to be join them. Amazon in their earnings call just announced last night that Rufus is like crushing it right now. They've doubled engagement year over year. And I think a few things, if someone uses Rufus, which is sort of the search box that you can sort of type in things and get generative AI responses automatically, you're 60% more likely to purchase an item than if you're not using it. And so they're getting strong buying intent signals, and that's important. And everyone's been saying like, oh, Amazon's not going to participate. Walmart is going to participate. Who's going to win? Amazon just announced literally last night on the earnings call that they are already negotiating with the major LLMs to include themselves.
Sure.
So it's just a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to be Under Armouring it. Like, we must protect this house, right? They're not going to do that just freestyle. So I get
like
it.
I that reference. So but I'm going back to
thanks, guys.
Lewis. I'll do what I don't often do, which is to keep us moving along. But what I'd say is, you know, I had to change the battery to our car key. I went to the car. It didn't work. I had to go back and get the other key. The way I did it is, and I didn't use Rufus, I actually used ChatGPT, but it was conversational. I need to change the battery of my car key. This is my car. And it was like, this is what you need. Here's
you
a link
a
to,
of it?
Here's no, here's a link to a YouTube video to make the change. And I mean, it was incredible. And I think that's what this is about, is efficiency. So,
sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Here we go.
What do I have next? Oh, guys, you got this. Someone's going to get this.
Ooh.
Target brings back blank. Adds new characters to holiday push. Guys, really?
What? Holiday Mojo?
No. Jess?
Hot Santa.
Yes.
Ooh.
Weren't you guys all over this last holiday in your ads?
Oh, yeah, we were. We were.
Yeah. Jess was in particular.
Yes. I was not feeling Hot Santa.
Yeah, I know. I did a double take too.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I won't talk. You, Rick, are the target person, so kind of go to you first, right? I mean, what rabbit is Target not trying to pull out of what hat to stay in the game?
It's so interesting because Target is saying that they, during COVID, all their merchants weren't traveling, and so they weren't on trend. It's like the CEO just wrote embarrassing articles about the country, about the company. And so now they're going to start, they're going to be collabing more. They're going to bring back the Target energy.
I don't get
and
that.
That comes back with Hot Santa. I haven't seen Target Lady yet. Maybe we'll see her.
She came back last year. So
I know. That's what I'm saying.
100% Hundo P, she'll be back. I mean, it's early. It's early. But I mean, let's be real, guys. You don't have the internet. You don't have phones. You don't have other trackers. Like, you actually, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So. All right, let's roll. We'll hit the next one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Next one is for me. This is mine get harder. Comcast loops in linear TV for cross-channel blank ad buys. Just shouted out, Kaplan, buzz it in.
For cross-channel...
I'm disappointed in you, Kaplan.
It's not.
I'm gonna call this one. It's okay. Programmatic.
Yes.
Programmatic.
I told you my Aura Ring told me my readiness score was very low this morning. It's clearly I'm clearly proving that.
It's correct. So let me break it down. I mean, there's obviously been a big push from physical and linear television into digital ad buys. YouTube and other places and Amazon have been at the forefront of this. Meanwhile, you have cable, which has still been linear and traditional OTT, you know, traditional broadcast. So Comcast is developing a new ad platform that will actually let you program into their linear TV lineup. And so it's almost like the world has flipped, really, which is like everything is programmatic, including linear. There's not going to be as much a distinction before, and linear is not going to be the thing that's being disrupted. It's like the disruption is over.
Yeah. It's happened. Yeah. Speaking of, you know, Disney and YouTube are in a fallout right now, and that is not going well in my house. No ESPN SportsCenter today, so.
Ouch.
Yikes, but okay. Here we go.
Yes, moving on. WPP, the global advertising publishing platform, has a new AI platform which offers marketing without blank for SMBs.
AI platform marketing without...
I told you. The
agency?
I was going to say agencies.
Jess is the winner.
Yes, thank you.
Agencies. Good work. So I have a feeling that like there's some executive somewhere inside of WPP, which like came up. It's like, I know, let's use AI to tackle a new market. Like we work with all these big corporate clients, but SMBs, there are a lot of people out there. We can't service those people. Let's just give them a platform to work on. So here's what the platform will do. It's called WPP Open Pro. And ultimately, it does three things: planning and strategy. So, like ChatGPT, you're going to be able to type in, and what do you want to do? You're going to be able to plan your advertising campaigns. Second is it will help you generate content using AI, which do I have to keep saying it every single time? You could do this on your own. And then you're going to be able to publish to the ad platforms, which every ad platform already lets you do. In a self-service manner. It's like a land grab for a new market for WPP is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's a problem. I mean, I'm going through this right now with three different people in terms of looking at agencies. And like when you hire an agency, it is cost prohibitive to a small business. I mean, small businesses aren't looking to kind of get out of bed roll into bed for the agencies to get out of bed at $10,000 a month. I mean, that's meaningful when your ad spend is $50,000 a month. So this solves a really big problem. It's a great idea. That's not solving the key problem, which is media buying, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, but I don't know how to go in and like literally be modifying my bidding strategies in Meta or Google or across other platforms to effectively buy paid social or optimize my paid search. And so the platforms, whether it's like PMax in Google or Advantage Shopping in Meta, are offering optimizing solutions, but still need that connection. So while solving a problem, it does need to solve the ultimate problem, which is media buying.
Exactly. Yes. And it's also optimizing between campaigns, right? Because the whole point of smart ad buying and spend is that you don't, it's not like a rotisserie chicken, set it and forget it. Like you do need to be moving money between platforms. And especially as you enter the holidays, those might be like daily optimizations that you're thinking about to maximize your efficiency, but also just how you are reaching new customers, making sure you're engaging new customers, testing different creative. And I think that's hard if you don't know the right questions to ask. You're kind of leaving it to the whim of whatever ChatGPT or this, you know, AI platform. So is it going to help the SMBs become smarter by helping them ask the right questions? That's a win. But then it's also like, how do you like actually move the money between these various platforms and optimize where you're spending? Yeah. And it that becomes the trick. And everybody wants a sidekick and can't pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that.
Yeah.
But I still think, to your point, Nick, like we're missing the mark here a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want to congratulate Jess again for bringing her A-game, a rotisserie chicken metaphor for ad buying. I mean,
that's next level.
I can't get the headlines, but I can work some metaphors in today. So you're welcome.
Can we tally who won this week?
It's a tie, friend.
Oh, I can't even win on Halloween.
No.
What am I left with?
You got the holidays are coming up. Maybe I'll give you one, you know?
Thanks, guys.
We have another opportunity.
Okay. Well, we have more fun ahead. So this is the part of the show where we wanted to break down the scariest stories that we've seen so far this year. So we're giving you a prompt here with the fabulous magnetism of Libby's creations. So What does this signal to you guys? I'm giving you a couple clues here.
My last trip to the mall.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, we've got brick and mortar. We've got what's been happening, guys.
Yeah. If you're on the audio version, we're basically just showing like an abandoned mall with a dumpster fire or a car fire.
Everything
up front.
Must go.
It looks like a new Spirit Halloween location to me.
Actually, Spirit Halloween, you know, a $1.1 billion business in like a couple weeks a year. So nothing to sniff at. All right, guys. So this is the bankruptcy chapter 11, Vanishing Footprint. So we know that this has been a story that we've heard time and time again. Retail is not dead, but we know that like certain areas of retail have been struggling. Stores have been closing. So here you go. All right, we'll go to the next one. What is this signaling here? We've got, so for those in the audio, we've got the zombie land. We have a fake, we have a shoebox. It's got like a fake shoe.
Are your Nikes real?
I mean, I think they're real, but based on what I heard about that bust that happened out in LA at that warehouse. They said it was stolen.
I think you were held overnight in that bust.
Mm, yeah.
The stadium goods goat marketplace apocalypse is upon us.
The return of the counterfeit, guys. They're back. They're back in full force. We know
counterfeits.
You know,
I like that one.
I do like that one too.
Yes. Shein, Temu, you know, companies are continuing to battle that. The dupes are back in full force. Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty scary out there, guys.
Dupes are hip.
Again, protect this house. You know, we talked about this. Yes, there's a whole talk that is committed to just free people dupes. Remember the doopity dupes. So, okay.
Stop buying them. My daughter, speaking of Shein, my daughter's Halloween costume from Shein is Elle Woods did not show up.
So. Yeah, it's rough out there. It's probably held up in some custom city.
It's de minimis.
Through de minimis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, guys, here we go. So we've got like a scary robot situation, woman trying to talk on the phone. What are we signaling here?
This is customer service chatbots, 100%. Yes. Because that's every customer.
Wow, Rick, that was really impressive.
Yes. Of the chatbot.
That is.
I love
2025.
That.
2025, if you aren't botting it, you aren't building it, right? Like it's, you know, the bot is in full force. So yes, it is the attack of the chatbot. Some are good, some are bad, some are, you know, leaving our stories behind.
I mean, it used to be buy versus build. Now it's bot versus build. Mm-hmm. So get bot it up before.
You're not botting it, you're not building it, people. Exactly. So, okay. We've got this slasher guy. People are really scared. The headline saying lower prices can be deadly. Nick, this is 100% in your lane.
This is about the race to the bottom of pricing. Yes. So
way to go.
The price slasher.
The price slasher, the margin eater,
the gem roi killer, according to Kaplan.
Yes, exactly. So we're speaking your love language here, Nick. Yes, we have been seeing the race to the bottom, people rolling back those rollbacks if you're Walmart, you know, trying to just get more and more footfall in their stores or online traffic. When push comes to shove and consumer wallets are tight, people go to the price wars.
Well, for retail, for all the non, and I mean, I would imagine everyone watching this is a retail kind of guru, or at least self-proclaimed, but I think that you're going to learn a tremendous amount about brand health starting like today, right? Or tomorrow is prices. And again, people are getting earlier and earlier on Black Friday, but prices are, it's already happening.
They're
and
dropping.
Who it's happening for and how it's happening says a lot about them.
Totally. I mean, Aloe had, Aloe Yoga, right? Had 30% off pre-Black Friday. It's kind of nuts, right? As like they've been more premium and they typically don't discount that much. So like, where does it go from there? Where does it go on Cyber Monday or Black Friday? Does it stay the same? Pretty interesting. I agree, Nick. So kind of let's go quickly on the prediction. Looking ahead, what do you see in the holiday future?
I see ugliness. I mean, I said it last year, and while we may eke out a positive comp, I mean, if we were comping margins, we'd be seeing significant negative comps. And I think it'll be a tale of two cities. And, you know, I kind of spoke earlier on LinkedIn this week about it, which is one, the people who are looking at cash conversion, as I've said often, it's the 2 weeks of the year around Cyber and Black Friday where ROAS matters. The other 50 weeks of the year, it does not. But this is about cash conversion. Or people that are going to choose the high road, that have healthy inventories, that have brand control, and will play for margin. So I think largely we'll see a lot of vocal brands highly converting inventory to cash.
Yeah. Is there a strategy where you go for market share, you go to try to steal customers because you think you can, you know, make that LTV work long term?
I think it's more like the roller coaster holding on for dear life, like a white knuckle situation. You're like, we're going to have to discount, and we're going to think about margin in Q1 because otherwise, we're getting thrown off the ride.
Right. And Jess, you know this as well as anybody, it's just too expensive. Just too expensive. CPMs go through the roof. Advertising dollars get thrown around like no other time of the year. And as a result, unless your margin profile is changing for the better, which actually is changing for the worse based on the external pressures, you can't acquire customers.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah. So who wins this holiday, guys? Is it your normals? Amazon, Walmart, Costco? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it puts another nail in the coffin. I was going to say earlier, I mean, I don't think that Target dies tomorrow, but I think Target is dead. So I think it puts a nail in their coffin. And I think you're going to see a bunch of bankruptcies, you know, coming out of the season, because that's what happens, right? Everyone sort of stops paying their bills just about now, starts hoarding cash, and we'll see a lot of filings if people can make it that long until, like, you know, early January. So I think it's going to be an ugly season.
All right. Rick?
Yeah, I mean, it's margins are definitely getting compressed. I think costs continue to go up. Tariffs haven't been getting much relief. I mean, the president is out there cutting deals, but when do those come in? And then sometimes you wake up and there's another 10% tax on Canada.
He had a bad night's sleep.
Right.
No maple syrup, people. No maple syrup.
At the end of the day, you can only cut so many people, and as a result, there's just battle between prices, right? Like, especially during the season, the consumer wants prices low to move and to know it's very different. On the other hand, your supply chain costs aren't going anywhere, so that's gonna really cause a lot of pressure to margin. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this has been the Halloween episode of all episodes. I really appreciate the time. We're going to end like we have in the past, bringing it back. I like to see Nick's dance moves. So we're going to close it off with a dance party. Hope you guys have a great Halloween. Thanks
Share
for having me.
Dance
us.
Party.
Should Rick and I could do like a little.
Yeah.
We could do like a little.
I need the toy soldier dance. Where's the toy soldier dance?
The toy soldier dance.
That's going to do it for this week's Watson Weekend. If you've made it this far, you're either a retail masochist or you just love the sound of our voices.
I'm going to say it's option two. Either way, we appreciate you. If you've enjoyed today's show, give us a follow, give us a like wherever you're listening. Leave us a review, preferably with 5 stars. We'll take 4.5 if you're feeling a little bit stingy. Yeah, it's okay.
And don't just lurk on the channel. Share this with a friend, colleague.
That's right. We're kind of like your little sidekick, helping you bring everybody along in your organization. You can find us on LinkedIn, your Spotify, all the places, and all the links are in the show notes too.
Big thanks to the community, our listeners, as well as the Kaplan Snacks that keep this circus running. Sponsors, you know who you are. And if you're not a sponsor yet,
I mean, what are you actually doing with your marketing budget? Give us a ring. Call us. Send an email. Rick loves when people slide into his DM. It's his favorite place.
Until next time, I'm Rick Watson.
And I'm Jessica Lisewski. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Now, you can feel like you can go on and do something better with your life. We'll see you next week.
Bye.